Today on Not a Jerry, we will be featuring Pat Morgan. Pat is the marketing and brand manager of Mountain Creek, Big Snow, and Snow Operating. When he isn't putting in hours at Mountain Creek and Big Snow American Dream, Pat enjoys snowboarding, going to concerts, hanging out on the lake, spending time with friends, and going to Buffalo Bills games. You can follow Pat on Instagram at Pat Morgan. I'm your host, Griff Klangley. You can follow me on Instagram at Ron Griff. Let's carve into it. Hi, welcome back to Season 2, Episode 1 of Not a Jerry. Today I'm super stoked to welcome back Pat Morgan to the show. Welcome, Pat.
What's up, man? Thanks for having me once again, and happy to be here, dude.
Yeah, great. Thanks for coming on. Pat, I know that you have had some changes and have relocated. Can you tell us what you're up to now?
Yeah, so I work for a company called Snow Operating now. So they own Mountain Creek out here in New Jersey, and they own Big Snow American Dream, which is up in the American Dream Mall. So we've got a lot of exciting stuff going on. And in addition to that, our company provides marketing service and train-based learning service to somewhere in the neighborhood of like 50-plus resorts around the world. So pretty exciting change for me, and super stoked to join this team.
Yeah, sounds like you're happy with your new position. So
definitely. Surrounded by great people.
Yeah. What do you like best about your new position?
I think just getting back to doing what I'm good at, you know, like just helping build a brand base, build a culture, and it's just fun, man. When it feels right, it feels right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, sounds great. Sounds like you're having a great time there.
For sure.
Yeah, what do you like best about Mountain Creek?
I think the culture here is really cool. Jersey is really unique. It's the attitude and what they bring to the table, and there's just a lot of passion here, which feels like a great fit. We've got a really incredible park community here, which is cool, and we're seeing a lot of appreciation for what we're putting into it right now, which is obviously pretty exciting.
Yeah. When I was there a few years ago or something, it was really great there. Everyone was nice, and everyone was super stoked. So,
when are you coming back?
I don't know. Hopefully, I'll get there this year. I'm not sure though.
All right, we'll have to set that up for you.
Yeah. What do you like best about Big Snow American Dream?
Big Snow is cool, man. It's just it scratches the itch, and it feels kind of cool to go into a mall with your snowboard and your gear on, and then all of a sudden you're literally in a winter environment. So it's pretty special, man. And the mall is starting to get more open with restaurants and stores, so you can really make a day out of it if you really wanted to.
Yeah, it sounds super fun. Yeah, I was supposed to go this summer, but because of COVID, the mountain kind of shut down for there, and then I don't know, but I'll definitely get out there this summer, hopefully.
Yeah, we've got some pretty exciting stuff going on coming up with some big brands and some big athletes, and it's gonna be an exciting summer. It's kind of like the never-ending winter, so hopefully once COVID settles down, we can get you guys out there and have a safe, enjoyable experience.
Yeah, sounds great. What are some of the advantages of riding and working at Mountain Creek versus what are some of the advantages in riding and working at an indoor facility like Big Snow?
Well, the advantage of riding at Mountain Creek is obviously you're outside, and we've got a lot of cool options for you. You can get a triple play card, which is three tickets on your card. So a lot of people really like that. But indoors, that's a pretty unique feeling. I mean, outside of going to Europe, you really can't experience that much in North America, I don't believe. So It's really whatever experience you're looking for. You know, the weather's pretty decent here in New Jersey, so a lot of sunny days and warmer weather, kind of like the Poconos. And you know, it I don't know, each place has its own thing that works out.
Yeah, it's it has its own unique thing to it. Yeah. So since we've talked last, a lot has changed in the world, no thanks to COVID. Can you talk a little bit about how COVID has affected the snow industry and what changes people should expect when heading to the mountains this year?
Well, I think I would be remiss to not point out, you know, you gotta wear your mask, you gotta be, you know, keep your distance and you know, just stay safe. I mean, you know, the days of hanging inside in the lodge and all that, like, you know, probably chill on that for this season. But I think more importantly, people got to remember that, you know, there's a lot of people, a lot of great people working at resorts, no matter where you are, that they're putting themselves out there too. So you gotta be chill with them. And if they ask you to do something, you know, you just gotta show them a little respect as well. And this is here to be chill and honestly just be nice. It's not that hard, and just get out there and enjoy the ability to even have a winter, because there was a point in time where we were all concerned that we wouldn't be able to open our doors.
That's the
most important takeaway, I think.
Yeah, you got to definitely be safe there and stuff, so.
Yep. Yeah, for sure, man. And wash your hands.
Yeah, wash your hands a lot, yeah. Generally speaking, not COVID related, do you have any tips or tricks for people who have never heard or been to Big Snow?
Definitely check out the site, because you gotta buy your pass ahead of time. And then if you're a complete newbie, there's options for everything from outerwear rentals to ski, snowboard rentals, lessons. We've got the terrain-based learning there. And then also we've got the Snow-Go, the snow bikes for rent there as well, which are a pretty cool thing, which help teach, like, the performance concepts of skiing.
Yeah, that sounds great. Because you get a little bit of lessons in there, and, like, there's the park and everything. So, yeah.
Yeah, you can go from never ever to advanced in a hurry there, which is pretty special. Not a lot of places can boast about that.
Yeah, definitely sounds exciting. What expressions do people get when they see riders walking through the mall all decked out in snowboarding gear?
Oh, it's absolute double take, my man. It's people are pretty shocked when they see that. So it's a lot of fun. Feels out of place, but it's definitely fun to walk through the doors with a board in your hand.
Yeah, it's got to be interesting, because people are going to be like, yeah, how come you're all dressed in winter clothes indoors?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
It's definitely a head-turner.
Yeah. Do you think with winter in full swing, more people will be heading to Big Snow as an indoor place, or do you think people will be heading out to the mountains?
So I think, like, the people in New York City who are a little closer, like, they might be down with just heading to Big Snow for a couple hours. But I hope that people want to get outside and enjoy, you know, what we're creating here at, like, Mountain Creek and other resorts in the region. So I guess it's all what you're looking for, but
Yeah.
My thoughts on it.
Yeah, it's your opinion. If you want to stay indoors because of the weather or whatever, then you can go to Big Snow.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a rainy day, go to Big Snow. If it's a sunny day, go to Mountain Creek.
Yeah, definitely.
Either one.
Yeah. What is your favorite snowboarding memory?
I think my years with Forum, they were really exciting. Worked a lot of really incredible athletes and incredible managers and, you know, team members there. So that was a pretty special time getting to travel all over North America and see some really incredible things and be a part of what now is a legacy in snowboarding because the brand doesn't exist anymore. So that's always been really special to me. And a close second would be the years that I spent coaching because I had an incredible crew of kids and kind of like what you guys do with Pocono Peak Team. It was, friendships and memories that last a lifetime. So all that stuff means a lot to me.
Yeah, sounds great. Sounds like you've had a pretty good experience there.
Yes, sir. Agree with you.
Okay, Pat. Now that you're living in Jersey, I have to ask the question.
Uh-oh,
is it called pork roll or Taylor ham?
Absolutely pork roll.
Yeah.
Look, I even have socks to prove it.
Cool.
For the listeners out there, I got Taylor ham socks for Christmas from one of my leaders.
Cool. Definitely pork roll.
My man, I knew we would agree.
Yeah. Okay, so the last part of the podcast is called Take 4, Skip 1. Here we go.
Oh,
what is your absolute ideal favorite conditions to ride in and why?
Ooh, well, I can't say I've had the most epic powder day ever, so probably just Bluebird running laps with the homies and just getting after it.
Yeah, sounds good. Do you prefer nighttime riding or daytime riding?
There's something special about nighttime riding. So I think I'm going to lean towards that because not everybody gets to do that in their lives. So
yeah, with the stars and the lights and everything and the sun setting just looks so nice.
Yeah, that's definitely the way to go, man.
Yeah, what is your favorite food to eat at any mountain?
My favorite food to eat?
Yeah.
Dang, heavy hitting question. I think I always got to try the pizza and make sure it doesn't, it doesn't suck. Buffalo pizza is forever number one in my heart, so I always got to compare it to back home. And, a lot of resorts don't quite get there, so I think that's number one.
Yeah, you definitely got to try the pizza. Hopefully it isn't terrible.
it's not terrible here, I'll tell you that.
Oh, that's good, that's good. Pat, I really appreciate you taking your time to come hang out on Not a Jerry again. It's been sweet. Okay, guys, make sure to subscribe and rate to Not a Jerry because we have an awesome lineup coming your way this season. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Not a Jerry. You can hit me up through email at notajerry180@gmail.com. I would love to hear your thoughts, feedback, and suggestions. See you on the mountain.